this is like as fascinating a draft as I could really think of, because I think maybe the first draft that I covered was like the LaMelo Ball and Anthony Edwards draft. That one was kind of similar in a way because Edwards had some off the court stuff, not even off the court stuff. There were question marks about how much Edwards loved basketball. And like, he ended up getting picked number one. It didn't matter. But there were people kind of concerned about the fact that like he was always a football guy growing up. He always loved to watch the NFL, did not love to watch the NBA. People were worried about kind of his drive. That reminds me of this season because Darren Peterson, the favorite to go number one at minus 135, the guard for the Kansas Jayhawks, very talented player, is dealing with similar kind of question marks right now. It has nothing to do with football. It has to do with like rest management, like load management injury stuff with this Jayhawks team this year. Like he has been pulling himself out of games, sitting a lot of games, and just overall looked really disconnected from his Kansas team. And I think that that is now opening the door for a bit of a more interesting conversation when thinking about the number one pick in the draft. And I think that it's kind of something that we have to talk about when it comes to betting right now, because I do feel like this might be one of the last chances to get a value play on this pick. And I just think that today's the right day to talk about it. Other people are talking about it. I feel like other podcasts are starting to discuss this, but I will get into it now. I really just think that AJ Dabonsa, the BYU wing at plus 135 to go number one, is the pick you kind of have to make. And I'd be willing to put a couple of units on that. I'll probably write about this a little bit in my column today over at VSiN.com. So when I do my best bets and player props, at the bottom of that article, I'll include something about Dabonsa. But where I am right now is that it's pretty much a three-man race between Peterson, Dabonsa, and Boozer. Peterson minus 135, as I mentioned before. Dabonsa's plus 135. Boozer's plus 750. I think that Boozer's kind of on the outside looking in, although I write about these prospects. I'm not done with the idea of putting Boozer number one on my overall draft board this season. I think that he is so damn good. And just for a young player, a freshman, to be like leading the nation in box plus minus and just several other like efficiency stats speaks the world of what he's doing at Duke this season. So I'm a little surprised that Boozer's not in this conversation a little bit more, though I get it because like athletically he looks a little bit different than the other two, a little bit slower, plays at his own pace, and maybe a little bit harder to kind of picture fitting into like another NBA team without being in the right situation. But I'm not done with him as the number one. I might have him number one on my board when all is said and done. I just think he's so good. But I do think Dabonsa is the pick. And here's the reason why. Peterson, this year at Kansas, like, it's not that he's been bad. I mean, this guy is number eight in the country in box plus minus. He's had some games where he's put up big numbers. He's had some big, big shot-making performances. Already looks like one of the best shooters in this draft class, which is something that, like, coming out of high school, maybe was not supposed to be like an ultimate strength right away. But that's kind of where the Peterson thing gets weird because like in high school, this was like a downhill attacker that was like vicious driving to the basket, had explosive hops, like could dunk on anyone and really played like a high pressure game on offense where he was just consistently putting rim pressure on opponents. Ever since he's gotten to Kansas, whatever the reason may be, if it's injury related, it's injury related, but no one knows for sure at this point. And I do feel like if there was something that was he was dealing with injury wise, people would know about it because like, why wouldn't his team want that out there so that he could potentially go number one unless he doesn't want to go number one and he wants to steer his way to another team. But he has not looked like the same athlete. He has not looked like the same mover, in my opinion. What he has looked like is just an elite shooter off the ball, a good movement shooter and somebody that can occasionally go to the basket, but that's not who he is. But like, still, that's going to be weird and very difficult for NBA teams to deal with because does this guy have like the right mentality to be a number one pick if he's not trying at Kansas? Like, I know that there might be all the reasons in the world for him to not be trying. It might be an NIL thing, whatever it is. I don't really know. Like, it's a unique situation where he might be the best player in the draft class. Like, I'll acknowledge that. Like, and I think that looking at all the high school tape of these players, Peterson was by far my number one to the point that like before the season, I remember tweeting at some point, if you could find plus money odds on Peterson to go number one anywhere, jump on it, because it was Dabonsa at the time that was favored to go number one. And like, I still think there's a really good chance Peterson ends up being the best player, but there's so much uncertainty with it and so much weird stuff going on that I just can't see a team that's picking number one passing on kind of the sure thing that DeBonta is. DeBonta is a 6'9" wing that can score in isolation. He can rebound. He's big. Like, he's going to be able to play some three, some four. He plays hard on both ends of the floor. He carries a big workload every single night. His usage rate this season, 32.6, one of the highest usage rates is in all college basketball. That's as a freshman. And I just kind of think that there's a really clear path to him being slotted into an NBA starting lineup as either a three or a four, and him immediately being like an 18-5-5 guy, maybe even doing a little bit better than that. And somewhere down the road, if the jumper continues to get better, he continues to kind of work on his defense, you're talking about an all-NBA caliber talent. So I just think that there's like an NBA body, an NBA mentality, and just a clear desire to be a star in DeBonta that you're not getting from Peterson. And it makes it like so that, like, if you're picking number one and you choose Peterson, you pass on DeBonta, and like Peterson ends up still being kind of an odd guy to deal with in the pros and doesn't end up looking as explosive as he did in high school. Meanwhile, DeBonta's like this excellent wing somewhere else when kind of everyone in the world knows he's going to be that. You're talking about a GM getting fired or a decision maker getting fired. So I just think DeBonta is such a safe number one that he's going to end up going there. And I will add that like a few teams have been heavily linked to him as well. Like, there's been, you know, reports coming out of the draft process that like the Jazz would definitely take DeBonta if they pick number one. I believe the Pacers would take him if they pick number one. I mean, if you just look at like the current makeup of their roster, you're talking about a team with Haliburton, Nesmith, and Nembhard, and kind of a gap at the small forward spot. So it does feel like DeBonta would be a fit there. The Kings are another team like the Jazz that like it's been reported that if they get number one, they're going to pick DeBonta. So there's already a few teams that we kind of know will take him. But then you add in the recent, like, just odd stuff with Peterson and the strong play of DeBonta. Like, he had 28 points on 9 of 14 shooting from the floor, 3 of 4 shooting from 3 against Houston not too long ago. Also 35-7 in a road game against Arizona, where BYU played very well strictly because of him. The performances keep getting stronger. The eye test is there. The body is there. I just don't really see a team passing on him, even if you really believe deep down that Peterson's going to turn back into the guy from high school. I'm sure he will. It's just so risky not to take DeBonta. And that's why at Plus Money Odds, I thought this was something that like we should bring up today, talk about today and bet today, because I'm just not sure that it's going to continue to be out there at this favorable of a price if Peterson just kind of continues to sleepwalk through the season while DeBonta kind of raises the noise the rest of the year, which he's going to, because Richie Saunders, their like electric three-point shooter, is out for the season. There's now more on DeBonta's shoulders. He's only going to put up bigger numbers. It's only going to demand more of your attention. And yeah, it's just going to get a little bit louder, the stuff that you're going to hear over the next couple of weeks. People are going to start talking about this a little bit more. The draft is not kind of at the front of people's minds right now, but as it becomes that, as people kind of like the mainstream media and like casual basketball fans start to talk about like, oh, this is weird. Like, this guy on Kansas just doesn't like to play basketball. That's strange. And then there's a guy on BYU that's like awesome. Yeah, that guy's going to go number one. And the odds are going to move. And you're going to be happy that you took it at a plus 135 price. I'm very convinced of that.